So, Josh here from Miller's Radio, and I'm now here with an ex-player for us who finds himself on the opposition this evening, Ashley Kitchen. Before we delve into today's game, let's delve into the past. Les McJanet, manager, obviously part of our highest ever football pyramid finish. Talk to me about some of your highlights and memories of when you were
here. I always remember first coming to the club. You know, it were professional, just what like I wanted after I left the pro scene. And then I was really impressed with obviously what Chairman Mick had to say about the club, and I really got involved, and everything about it were good. The first season were more getting a good group of players together, you know, which I think we did. And then the second season, you know, we ended up finishing second. Let ourselves down a bit in the playoffs, but, you know, it's one of them what I think where the club will always look back. And, you know, as me as a player as well, it's probably my best days in non-league. You know, obviously now I'm really enjoying myself at the football. Now at Sherwood, I can kind of see the same kind of status that club's going to get. It's got a lot of ambition. You know, obviously, that's why I've joined again and taken it a bit more serious after I had to leave because of my commitments with family and different things. You know, so, yeah, I mean, probably looking at a highlight, probably when we went away to Dunkirk, they fancied the chances of the league below us, but obviously, the Nottingham derby, always thinking that big boys kind of thing through Notts, and went down there and proved a point to them, and it went nice. I think we were 2-0 down and ended up winning 3-2 at times, so it made it even more sweeter that we did it that way. So, but yeah.
Just anything to make them look good at the end of 90 minutes.
Yeah. That's it. And I think we scored the winner in the 90th minute as well, which made it, you know, like you say, that's what you play football for.
We're talking about comebacks. I know there's a lot of fans of Carlton who have no idea how the hell we've come out with a 3-2 victory there. I mean, yeah, we had lots of possession and things like that, but we didn't really look like scoring for vast periods of the game. How's that feel? Like, because I honestly thought that you boys did yourself proud. Like, you played a cracking game. Yeah. Played defensively, you were solid. I know the stats would say you've conceded three. In reality, your defence was solid most of the game. How's that feel to have walked away from that game and have been 2-0 up to...
You know, we are disappointed. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's a case for me as being a bittersweet experience because, obviously, I hate losing. Always hate losing. Even if I play a game of Monopoly, I hate losing. But at the same time, you know, if we're not going to win the Notts Cup, which is always going to be a big ask for the club that's in it, you know, obviously I won't call on to win it. Our side, we've got a young side, you know, it's a learning curve, and hopefully if the group of lads stick together, you know, we've probably got a side there what could last for 10 years. I don't know if I can last for 10 years, but, you know, hopefully if I can help the young lads there and we can make them into a decent side, I've under no illusion that, you know, it'll be hard, but this one day Sherwood will end up being an Evo Stick side without a shadow of a doubt. You know, it's got a great chairman that backs the club, you know, obviously similar to here, great manager. Sav is, you know, I mean, he's a good motivator, you know, and we honestly, I've never really been at club that low level where there's so much belief. You know, we felt like we could come here tonight and we could win, and kind of, it sounds crazy that, because I think it's three leagues difference, and but that's football. You know, we're winning 2-0. You come back. That's probably the fitness aspect of it. You know, but it's something the young lads will learn. They've got to keep fit through Christmas time, Christmas period, and I think as soon as that kind of hits home, I think that's it. You know, we'll be thereabouts, and it's like I say, disappointed with the result, but, you know, you live on, and now hopefully we can concentrate on the league and the two cups we're in our league, which, you know, we'd like to do a treble. That's what we want to do.
And it'll be tasty.
You know, and I don't see no reason why we can't do it, because if we set our level at what we've played tonight, bar the couple of mistakes for goals, you know, there's no reason why we can't do that. But playing like that in a cup against a higher side is one thing. Playing against, you know, your likes of Southwold away and Selston's away, it's another thing to raise your game, you know, on a midweek, horrible pitches, horrible, not no disrespect to anyone that lives there, but horrible places to go and play football. They make it like that. It's a total different aspect of the game compared to playing a side in the Evo Stick. You know, for a lot of young lads, they think it's a shop window. You play well, you know, clubs will come. But yeah,
you talk about coming here and thinking you can win the game. Obviously, first 10 minutes you did exactly that. I mean, you were 1-0 up after the first 10. In reality, you could have been 3. How gratifying was it that, and how good was it for your confidence that you came out, took the game to us, and then managed to get that opener?
I think there's a lot of belief in our team because some of the young players that we've got are brilliant. You know, I don't just like to mention a few because they're all good, but, you know, young Stevie Sartor at Midlet Park, great talent. Jamie York, you know, on his day, is probably one of the best players I've played with. But, you know, the young, they've got a lot to learn. Now, I've been around the Athlone League. I've played it for the best part of 10 years. You know, and there's always that aspect of, you know, you play well, next game you have a diet. But, you know, it's kind of, as you start maturing as a player, you've got to put them performances week in, week out, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, instead of like a 10 out of 10, a 5 out of 10. You know, I'm not saying that the players I've just mentioned do that, but if we can like have a constant 8 out of 10, we'd walk out, you know, no disrespect to the sides in our league, but we'd walk the league. I mean, the play, some of the talent in that changing room is frightening. You know, another lad that didn't get on tonight, Greeny, well, another player on his day, great winger. You know, and honestly speaking, like tonight, watching how we play, I don't think we're a million miles away from this level. I really don't. I think it's just them little fine details that we've got to get right. But that'll come, you know, so I've, like I say, it's the first time I've ever played with him, and he's local, like from village where I'm from. Well, village next door, and you know, I think as a manager, he's discovering more every time. I think the games are becoming a lot more important. Like in the FA Vars, we went to Westfield, you know, non-league side that's chucking daft money about. Yeah. Give them a game, more than a game, deserve something out of it. But again, you know, we conceded late on. So, you know, it's like I say, coming back to your question, we take a lead. I don't think it ever really surprises us because I don't think it, with young players, you don't have fear. You know, sometimes I come to places and think, you know, if we don't do this right, it could kind of get embarrassing, which is, you know, but I think that's just my age because I've been in games where we've gone to places and think, you know, we'll give them a game and that turned up and then you've been on end of a 6-0 thrashing. It's not nice. But that can work both ways when you've got young players. No fear can, like tonight, give you a give Carlton more than a game to probably deserve the win. But it weren't to be. So
I felt, to be fair, I thought you deserved the win.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're the moments in football that everyone plays for.
Yeah.
Talking about individual players, talk to me about your goalkeeper.
Alex.
Yeah.
Well, he's a great keeper. You know what I mean? For someone that's, you know, I think he has struggles with his hearing. You know, as a defender, you don't particularly have confidence. But with Alex, it's kind of different because even if the ball comes over you, he's a great keeper. Great agility, fit, strong. You know, and he does talk. And I don't really think that makes any difference to his game whatsoever. But I think that's credit to him. You know, because if you haven't got one of your senses fully working, I can remember once playing with, when I got elbowed in eye, I think we were playing away at Kidsgrove. My eye was like a tennis ball. I had to come off after 15 minutes because I couldn't concentrate and it weren't doing it. So, you know, credit to the lad. He's, you know, top lad, top goalkeeper. And, you know, he's obviously one of the ones that gets really disappointed. So,
I must say, when someone told me that, it doesn't take away from his game at all.
Cause you wouldn't know unless obviously people say, you know, you don't really know, because, and you don't really, I don't really think you feel it that much as a player. You know, it makes no difference to us whatsoever, really. So I feel confident with Alex. I think he's a good, one of the best keepers I've played with. You know, and he's also off at pitches, a lovely guy as well. So
finally, obviously, you haven't made it through today, Carlton have. You said that. Was your bittersweet victory to an extent? Can Carlton go on and win it? We've got Tavistock next, managed to avoid Basford in the next round. Realistically setting up for a little derby in the final. Mm-hmm. Is it doable?
I hope so. You know, and in all fairness, I think this year it's the first time I've played in Notts Cup for a couple of years. And coming back here has brought a lot of good memories back. You know, it's a club, like I say, probably non-league wise before now at Sherwood, it's probably the best days I've had. I mean, it's probably unfair a bit to say that, because every club I've been at, I've enjoyed, and even Tavistock, who you're playing, that's what last club I was at, you know, Dean Short, who's there. You know, I enjoyed my time under him. He'd probably not like me saying this, but I hope Carlton can win. And to be fair, you know, if they get to the final, I'll be there to cheer Carlton on. I always will. It's a club that I hold close to my heart, and always will. Well, obviously, my loyalties lie with Sherwood now, but you know, that's football, end of the day. So, and if I could take it back, I hope we could win next year against you.
Yeah. Well, if you put performance in like tonight, you could easily do it.
Yeah, hopefully. But like I say, it's a work in progress. So. Yeah.
Right, being genuinely wicked chat to you, mate.
Yeah,
pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.